We would like to give the, we'll start by giving the county clerk and the vendor a chance to comment on the questions and points that have been raised in the public testimony. Madam Clerk.
At this point, Commissioner Danish, we would like to defer to the vendor, and then we would like to summarize.
Thank you. Mr. McClure.
Thank you. I've made an attempt to jot a couple of notes down here, and I'll run through them quickly. If you have any additional questions when I'm done, please feel free to ask. The issue of integration was brought up, and that we're going to spend a bunch of money to integrate with some current systems, and then a new statewide system will come out. The integration services that we'll be performing will be transferable to the new voter registration system. We're going to be integrating processes and procedure within the election office to operate with the ballot definition, tabulation, and ballot now system, so that when new source of voter registration data is available, we just need to hook up to that source and the existing integration will still be valid. There's been some talk about NIST and new standards. The intent of my presentation as our involvement of new standards was to point out that there are evolving standards. There's standards that exist and that they are evolving, and that we're very much a participant in that evolution. We're contributors, we're reviewers, and as such, the reason we are doing that is so that when they are released, we are compliant. We're a voting system manufacturer and producer. To think or imply that if new standards come out, we're going to close our doors and go home is just not reasonable. So our intent in participating in all that is so that we are ahead of the curve and are able to support those new standards when they do eventually arrive. There was a mention about getting information from us, the vendor. I attended one of the voter Citizens for Voter Verifiable voting meetings and sat through, and at the end I went up and Joe knew I was there and I offered to come speak to the group. The invitation was never came back, or there I was never invited to come and speak to the group. I received an email from the voter verifiable group requesting a source code review. I replied to that email, said yes, we would be open to that. Please provide additional information on scope and let me know what kind of resources you would expect. Typical business questions, and I never heard back from them. So I just wanted to point out that we have been open to them. We have listened to their concerns and are taking them in. Bundling and buy into a system about locking in to having to buy our DRE. That's the whole intent of the XML standard that we have developed, produced, released to the public domain, is so that different manufacturers embrace the standard, so that in reality you can take an output file from our ballot definition system and run it on anybody's other system that supports this. Open public standard. That's the intent, is to provide cross-manufacturer capability that way. We certainly are evaluating the open source code issue, and we are part of the industry discussion. And as that evolves and the position evolves, we're supportive of it. I will point out that open source code does not guarantee a secure system. That's just a statement that I'll leave as is. We fully support provisional ballots. Again, we haven't been sitting around thinking about implementing HAVA support. We are implementing HAVA support. We support provisional ballots both in our paper system, we support it in our electronic system, and we're supporting in our tabulation system and providing reporting mechanisms that are called for in HAVA, to where voters can come in and determine whether their ballot has been counted or not. Again, we're very active in the standards. We know it's an industry requirement. We're a voting solution manufacturer, so we're moving these initiatives forward. There was some discussion about security, physical security in the office. mean, we provide recommended procedures and help during the installation and implementation phase of instilling the sense of security and the treatment of these systems to provide for secure operations. So those procedures exist. They're a requirement for the voting system standards certification. And I would recommend, if people have not reviewed that, that really points out all that's been developed for this system and is part of the delivery to the customer. Internet, wireless, viruses. Our system is not connected to the internet, nor has any wireless support to it. We evaluated that technology at its inception and realized that wireless communications would be a security risk, and we do not support it. Question about OpScan verifiability. There was a question about the voter feeding their ballot into an OpScan scanner and it verifying it. It provides no feedback to the voter about how the system interpreted their ballot. Sure, it will kick the ballot back if you've overvoted or alert you to an undervote, but it does not give you any information about how you voted that ballot. And that's a concern I have about this country's movement towards verifiability, is that if we apply it evenly across all voting technologies, OpScan will need to have voter verifiability. But we're focused on electronic, and so that was brought up, and I just wanted to point that out. A great deal of concerns that were raised here today relate to procedural processes in the election office. We're experts in that. The county clerk and her office has a great deal of expertise in it, and a lot of the concerns that were raised today relate to procedures surrounding the equipment, and those types of procedures are developed given the requirements of the office and will be done so during implementation. Those can also be reviewed and have citizen participation in the development of those procedures so that the implementation of the core of the voting system is done in a manner that's visible and transparent to all. My final comment is that I would request that you approve the recommendation from the county clerk's office and allow us to move into contract negotiations with them. If there are no other questions.
Well, there might be a question. Do you do lease with option to purchase kind of arrangements? Is that anything that's even a possibility in terms of this?
We've discussed this with the clerk's office, and economically, there's not much savings. We still have to go through a full installation process, which is where the majority of the money lies, and the scanners themselves would have to be purchased by us, and so the recoup on the lease would be amount to depreciation of the scanner over the period of the lease. So there's not a lot of great economic value in there for